Welcome to Bigger Balls, a Year Blocked podcast.
We're teaching our babies all that we've learned through dating, sex,
and our fucking love lives.
You're eavesdropping into our BFF therapy sessions every single Wednesday. Think of us as your older sister, your best friend, your cousin, your mom.
We're everything. We're literally everything. It's a fucking package deal here.
And guys, we did not forget about you. So grab a paper and a pen because class is in session and we're going to tell you how to bag your motherfucking wife.
Are you ready?
Do not miss an episode every single Wednesday for the rest of your life.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back to
Bigger Balls.
That was so light.
I know. Balls.
I'm not even saying it right.
Hi, it's Eden.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to our channel.
That was Simona, by the way.
Obviously, you knew that.
But if you didn't know that, now you know because we have a lot of new listeners. So, hi, guys from Croatia. There's an influx of Croatians coming on and listening, and we appreciate
it. Croatia's actually beautiful.
Beautiful. You guys
Gorgina.
Are beautiful.
We should rent a yacht and go party.
Gorgina.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. You've never heard of Gorgina?
No. Where's that from?
Oh my God. From my childhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Again, Eden doesn't have one, but it's fine. We're going to just warm you guys up, butter you up, roast and toast.
Because we did it really. We got right into it. This is the tip. You have not heard it before. Only Eden has.
Okay.
So it's a Tuesday. I don't know when. It was like last month. Swiping on Hinge. There's a guy. I'm like, meh, is he cute? And like, no, he's not actually cute. Show Eden the profile. She's like, no, wait. So cute. Goyard Wallet. I'm like, shacks. Okay.
Goyard Wallet. Shit, I booked that, right?
Yeah.
It was on the coffee table or something.
It was
some
on
shit?
The coffee table.
Wow.
Aperol Spritz King for the win. Just kidding. He didn't win. So anyways, like he was in the top 10 standouts or whatever the fuck that rotation is where they show you like 10 guys that are doing so well on Hinge.
I think they're supposed to be like good for you.
Just, no.
Which Hinge, says, like, work on your algorithm.
Yeah, the algorithm's always wrong.
Wait, ew, like, ew. It's supposed to be the ones that are performing the best on Hinge?
Yeah.
Then that's a red flag. Nobody look at that.
Yeah, I
They're
know.
Like balling. I thought it was supposed to be best for
no,
you.
No, because when I open like my...
Okay, can someone clarify this for
I'm
us?
I'm clarifying it right now.
Hinge people,
I'm
let
going
us know.
To Hinge.
Because I thought that the standouts were like, hey, based off of like
see,
similarities.
This is not my standout. This is the home feed and I'm most compatible with this guy. But then if I go here, standouts, outstanding prompts from people. Okay, most your type.
But how do they know that it's most
exactly,
your type?
They don't. So it's basically just outstanding prompts from douchebags. And this guy was in there. I forget what any of his prompts were because we forgot everything after we saw
forgot
the
about him.
Wallet.
We forgot about him.
Anyway, so Eden convinced me that he was a good call.
Oh my God, I'm
for
sorry.
For whatever reason. No, I was into it. I was like, let's do it. Let's rock and roll. We're going to have a great summer. Not so much anymore, but we're going to flip it and reverse it. Anyways, let's get back into it. So I couldn't reply to him that day for whatever reason. It wanted me to send him a rose. And fuck no if I'm ever sending a man a rose in my life. I'm never doing that. I don't like you more than you like me. And that's period. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's just put it on the back burner. He's going to be in the rotation tomorrow because that's generally what happens. Like, I don't know.
Hinchak.
It happens to me, but it didn't happen with this guy. I'm like, oh my God.
We lost him.
Oh no. Aha, we did not. Friday at 1:46 p.m., he liked my photo on Hinge. And we got excited for 2.5 seconds. And then I reminded myself,
no.
He's a man. Don't get excited.
No, I was the one that got excited. I called you. And I was like, oh my God.
I got
God.
Excited too. But I was like, Eden, you have to
Congratulations.
Relax. Congratulations. When am I coming to the wedding? Oh my God. All this man did was the bare minimum. He liked my first photo on Hinge.
Johnny,
that's what
you let us down.
That's what he did. So I'm like, ugh, I hate when it's, you know this. We hate when it's just a like, cause it's like, now I have to put in more effort or do I just match you? Like, do you know what I mean?
And normally that doesn't transpire at all.
Right, it's like, what do I wanna do? And then I was like, wait, what photo did he like? And I actually paid attention to the photo. I'm like, it's 1:46 on a Friday and he liked my first photo. I'm like, how do you even know if he liked me? How do we even know that he scrolled my profile? Like, really, he did the bare minimum. And I'm like, he probably did this with 24 other girls. And whoever matches the quickest, listen, at this point, it's already 3:33. I'm like, ooh, angel number. But
is this a sign?
He's already probably matched with someone else. I gave it a go and I matched anyways. And nothing transpired. It was a letdown. And I knew that it would be because he only liked my first photo. And so that's the hack. If he just likes your first photo, it's just a fuck tank.
Keep walking.
Yeah, keep walking.
Keep walking.
That's my personal conclusion on
but
that.
What I like too is, it's going to sound borderline like overanalyzing shit, but there is so much truth to this.
Was that not true?
No, but that's what happened. And time again, if you keep practicing that and noticing, when are they liking? What day are they liking? And what are they liking?
Well, how are they sliding in? What's the effort? Is it a like? Is it a comment? Like, how is he coming?
Number one rule. But also, like, you were telling me this. He liked me on a Friday midday.
Yeah.
He was waiting for someone to fuck him that weekend.
He was waiting for a fuck that night. You know that how many night. Girls he liked? You know yeah. how many first photos on Hinge he liked?
He didn't even bother scrolling because he was like, this is 50. A numbers game. This 50. Is a numbers game for me. Yeah.
50.
50. So like, you are irrelevant. You are nothing to him.
Yeah.
Especially like, okay, liking the first picture on a day like that before the weekend, red flag, in my opinion, take it with a grain of salt. But then
always kind of red flag.
Yeah.
Unless there's a comment. Like maybe, do you know what I mean?
If unless it's the you put first effort. Photo.
Yeah. Maybe there's a comment, but I always think like your best bet is to always like the last
Monday
photo.
Morning.
Just scroll to the bottom. And if you're going to like the first photo, save yourself and just scroll.
Yeah.
Don't even pay attention and like the last photo at least.
Like that's,
you know what I mean?
That's a great
hack. Give her the impression that you actually look through.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Because I remember telling him like, wait, like, does he even know my name? How does he know anything about me? Like what?
Oh God.
Yeah. I really psychoanalyzed. And then I was like, wait, I think I'm onto something. So that is the hack for all the boys and girls.
Yeah. So boys, don't just like the first and call it a fucking day. Scroll at least.
Scroll at least.
And like the least sexiest photo, the cutest one, the funniest one to make it really known. If you're just going to do a like, if you're really just going to do like, put a little bit more effort.
Yeah, like a little bit more. It's like, you know what it means? Like he was on break in Tribeca. It's like lunch. He's like bored. He's eating a wrap.
He's bored.
On a bench. And he's like, let me just scroll through Hinge.
He's on the toilet. Yeah, for
and
sure.
And it's just like, it's giving no effort. Mm-mm. It's like, you bought yourself a Goyard wallet and now you're calling it
a
day.
Did you unmatch
him? Do you know what I mean? No. I never unmatch. I don't know what the point of that is. Because then they're just going to, they can show up again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not going to give you a second chance.
Oh, I like that.
Period.
That's the energy.
That's the end of the sentence.
That's the energy. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you a second chance.
So it was just like a like and nothing transpired.
Yeah, nothing transpired. Oh, I think actually after I liked and I was like, oh, should I have like at least tried something? And then I remember looking at his prompts and being like, do I really want to put in more effort?
His prompts were like bare minimum too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had those prompts that like, if I was making the first move, it would have made sense to like slide in. Cause one of his prompts is like, I'm the type of texter that calls. And I love that energy. Mm-hmm. So if I was sliding in, if he didn't like me and I was sliding in, I would be like calling, greater emoji, texting, right? That's how I would have slid in. That was what I wanted to do that day. But Hinge was being an asshole to me.
Oh yeah.
But starting the convo with that, like I would have been replying to the like I wouldn't have been, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
replying to the prompt.
So it's weird. Like, so hey, ew.
I thought it would have been weird. Like I actually looked at your profile. You didn't look at mine. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
You should have said that. Like,
you know what I mean?
Oh my God. That's funny.
So yeah.
So Johnny is a no-go like, as usual.
And LOL, his name was actually Johnny.
Johnny.
Like actually.
Guys, if you know, like.
So now you know that like.
Any guy named Johnny? Red flag
Aiden
too.
Aiden was onto something with the Johnny name.
I swear.
Yeah.
If someone bursts a kid and looks at them and like, your name is going to be Johnny. I'm so sorry to the Johnnies out there. Like, I'm sure there are good Johnnies, but you know.
Are there? But are there though?
Someone, oh my God, I read a tweet. Isn't he old enough to now be called John instead of Johnny?
Exactly.
Like LOL.
Why haven't we changed that?
Change it.
You should change your birth certificate.
Legally.
You should change your legal name.
Yeah.
Your ID should not say Johnny.
Like, let me take you seriously.
Past like 23, I think it's expired. I think it gives you a bad look.
It does. Because we say Johnny, so like
we thought it was a sign because we're like, oh my God, we drove Johnny out. And then it's just like, wow, it went the other way.
It really did.
It really went the other way. So that's the hack.
You live, you learn, and now you have a hack. Thank you so much, Simona.
You live, you learn, you get burned. No, I'm kidding.
You live, you learn, you get burned.
You get burned.
And then you heal.
And then you heal. Hopefully you heal.
Yeah.
Do that for yourself.
Do that for yourself.
Mix it in.
Mix it in. Okay, so we're going to get into this episode right now.
We're going to get into
right
it
the
right
fuck now. Simona has another story, storyteller today.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about this stories. Kind of like really weird incident that happens a lot to a lot of us. And a lot of us just don't talk about it because we're like, well, like, what is there to
it's
talk
so
about?
It's so awkward.
It's awkward.
It's like when it happens, you feel a little bit embarrassed because you're like, you're getting excited.
Or
you're like,
read this
oh my
wrong?
God. Exactly.
What's
and I'm
happening?
Here to tell you didn't read it wrong. I'm the best reader ever.
Yeah.
So let's break it in, maybe.
Okay, let's break it in.
How do you decipher a cute guy? Okay, you're at work. Same time every single day, this guy is walking his dog and he makes sure to eye fuck you when he's on this walk.
And
with
you
his
guys
dog.
Know what an eye fuck is. It's not just, oh, he just stared at you. No, like no. He's literally prolonging that look for as long as possible.
You know when you're walking a dog, the dog is doing his thing. Why is the dog walking so slow?
Suddenly,
all of a sudden, like it's taking you 5 minutes to walk past this establishment. Why? You're also peering into the glass and making sure
that you bang your head against the glass.
Yeah, that like
you make noise so you get
attention. And I'm like, oh my God. And I remember when he came in for the first time, because he walks his dog a lot. And actually, I forgot about this, but the first time he ever came in was just an older man and a younger lady. So I'm like, maybe it's like his sister. But me and one of the girls that I work with, like, we couldn't figure out at the time if it was like his sister or his girlfriend. We're like, maybe it's like a family thing. Cause like, it's an old guy. And we just did, you know, when those tables come in, you're
weird
like,
dynamic.
I don't know what this dynamic
what's going
is.
On.
I don't know what's going on. And I was trying to figure it out with like, one of my coworkers. Long story short, he was very cute. We tabled it at sister. Anyways, I'm here to tell you, I don't think it was his sister because last summer he actually came into like the restaurant that I work at and it was not his sister. And I'm like, this is so awkward because you eye fuck me every single day.
So he walked in, he got a table. It was just the two of them. And they were on like what you would appear. What
it was
would appear
a date.
To be
it was
date.
Date night. It was such a cute date night. Like we got a bottle of wine, bottle of red wine.
Okay. Yeah. If he gets a bottle, it's a fucking date.
It's a date. It's a date. If it's like a martini cocktail, it's a mixer. But yeah. If it's a
like
bottle,
introduction.
We're committing to a bottle. Like you don't commit to a bottle with someone you don't like
really
know. You know?
Yeah.
You keep it at a cocktail so you can like fly and go if it's like not the vibe.
I love that fly and go.
Right? So I was like, this is so awkward. Obviously, she was so sweet. He was very kind, very nice. Here's why I was so stumped. Because he has such a good look. Like he looks like a good
boy. Describe him.
Do you know what I mean? Like he's got this brunette hair. Oh my God, so beautiful. He's like a little bit, like he's not a little bit. He is tall. He's like built. He has these like glasses, like these, you know, cute glasses.
Oh my
they're
God.
Like, like you can tell he's like intellectual, like maybe he reads, but maybe he, I
maybe
fucks random
front.
Girls. Like, on the weekend. Like
then fucks girls.
Like what the fuck,
oh
bro?
Oh my God.
So I was just like, whatever, because it's not one of those, but like, how would you decipher him? Like, what is his vibe? What is he doing? Is he unhappy? Is he
a player?
Really, like, is he a player? He has a dog and a girlfriend. You would assume he's not a shitty person.
Right.
And with these glasses, like I'll insert them here if you're watching the video, like not with these glasses, but maybe also with these glasses. Like we don't know.
Now every guy's going to buy these glasses just so that they can create.
And his
front.
Dog is gorgeous.
Okay.
Gorgeous. Gorgina.
Win-win.
Gorgina.
Gorgina.
Dog. Gorgina. Big, beautiful dog.
Oh, big Gorgina.
Right. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like when he's eye fucking me before these two encounters, I'm like, we could walk the dog together.
Yeah.
And then it's
you can
like,
see your life together.
I'm not down to walk the dog with you and your girlfriend. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's not that kind of threesome. That's very weird.
Right.
I don't get it. Cause I know a lot of people do this. Like a lot of guys. Yes. And you can say immediately off the bat, fuck boy. But a lot of them, you're like, where are you at with this date or with this person? Are you just casually dating?
No, they live upstairs.
Oh my God. That's a twist. So yeah. We confirm this.
Yeah. Because he's come in for takeout since. And he's like, yeah, I just live in the building. And
bro,
like,
watch
your girlfriend.
Man.
Yeah,
watch
because
your man.
She's ordered pizzas and been like, my boyfriend's going to come down and get it. And then he shows up and he's like, I'm picking up the pizzas. And I'm like,
oh. Got it. So like,
but
explain.
Hey, last week you were eye-fucking me again.
What the fuck? Okay, wandering eyes, disgusting, bro. Get that under control.
But you know what? It's a, he makes you feel, it's not a disgust look. It's a look like he's looking at you.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels like an intimate stare. And it's just like, bro, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Maybe the glasses have a glare or something and we look confused.
Maybe he thinks he's looking at himself and he doesn't know he's looking at me.
Maybe. Like, I don't know. Weird.
Maybe that's a hack.
It's fine. Like you see a good looking person. Okay. You look up, but you don't eye fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't slow down.
I would advise don't do that. Don't slow down and eye fuck them.
That's so weird.
Yeah. It's a weird flex.
I hope she knows that her man is just like that and she's accepted him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He doesn't give this vibe. He's also very shy. Like he's
so cute. I'm dying.
Very, very, very timid, very reserved, very shy. Like these are his vibes. That's why I'm like, That's why it's confusing because he's not like a fuck boy. He's not like
oh, piece of meat, like
gross. You know? I fucks you, but he makes it feel like he cares about you, like you're special. It's concerning, to be honest.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But if you're casually dating someone, like you're dating someone, you've been dating Mark. You've been dating Mark for like a month and a half and you see Mark out with a girl, what do you do?
So fucking awkward. There's so many avenues we can take here.
There's so many. There was a lot of avenues until we came to like the final conclusion.
Okay, so you're dating this guy, Mark, a month and a half. Like we were saying, you go out and you're having a drink with your girls. Let's like really think about this, ladies. Like let's test where we're at and how we would react. And that will actually kind of shadow or foreshadow how you would be when you're casually dating, I think. Like it'll kind of give you more or less what kind of dater you are, because I know how I'd react, right? So you see Mark with another girl, but you've been consistently seeing him here and there. You haven't had the talk. He hasn't told you that he's seeing other people, but he also hasn't told you that you're the only person he's seeing.
Exactly.
So what do we do? Simona, what would you do?
So I actually wasn't sure initially how I would act towards this, but because I know that I am a more serious dater in the sense of like, if I actually finally fucking like someone, I'm putting 110% into that, right? You're the only person that I'm probably focused on. You're the only person that I'm taking the time to get to know, that I'm pouring myself into. And so, yes, I would of course be very hurt, very upset. I would feel fucking embarrassed. If you run out of the restaurant, like let's think about this hypothetically. Oh my God. Cause I would. I'd be like, oh my God, I want to run. If you run out of that fucking restaurant, what are you going to do? Just ghost him? Or are you going to bring it up later? Because it's going to kill you not to say anything.
Right. 100%,
right? Like yeah. It is. You're a fucking, like we're women. Like we mm-hmm. have to say something always. Mm-hmm. Like you need to know that you fucked up. So I think that like the best thing or like what I would do, I think this is a class act. I think that you let him and the girl know, hey, bitch, caught you red-handed. You pay your bill, tell the girl, I want to buy that table their drinks or another round or something. Buy them another round. Anyways, tell her you have to bring them over now. I paid for everything. As the waitress is going over, dropping the drinks and letting them know that lady at the bar paid for your drinks. You're on your way out. You're waving. You're saying, hi.
Have fun on your day.
And then you're just leaving the restaurant.
You're done.
And he knows at that point, never contact me, never touch me, never talk to me. Done. You're blocked. It's goodbye. It's done.
You're
it's over.
Blocked.
Yeah.
And that will stir the pot a little bit with the girl, right? But that's not even like the intention.
She's going to be like, who's that girl?
Exactly. Oh, is it just a friend? Really?
My cousin. Yeah. She's come over and say hi.
If it's a cousin or a sister as a response, it's not it. Okay. Yeah. He was fucking her.
Yeah.
That's fucking, I think the sickest, most gracious thing you can do. Just make it be known. Be like,
you
hey,
bought him a drink. Like he fucked up and you bought him and the girl a drink.
Yeah.
There is nothing
more classy.
More classy. Like that's
grown up women.
Main character vibes.
100%.
That is manners through and through. Even when someone is a fucking prick to you,
you be gracious.
That is the vibe. Because you know what? There is a little punch in there.
100%.
There's some punch in the graciousness, and that's why it's the best move ever. It packs a punch. Okay. And that's the point here. You want to punch him, not physically punching him.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Do that.
A metaphoric punch.
Do that because not a lot of girls think that that's an option, right? Because you think like, oh, I'm not going to spend my money and like buy him and the fucking girl. But do it though. Because so many people lack manners. Like, and this is something I've realized. So many people lack fucking manners. He knows in that moment that he fucked up so hard, like that you're a class act. And that's what you want to act like. In any situation where someone has like wronged you, you always want to be first class, baby. Like you always want to be first fucking class. And that is like the most exceptional way to do it.
So. 100%. You know, if you're in this predicament where that's happened to you, or you're thinking if that were to happen to you, it's totally up to you as to how you want to maneuver, but just know two options that you have here. So one, just dropping him because you're like, okay, I'm hurt.
I think that that's known though.
Yeah.
Right? Like ladies, like we're trying to make that known here. Like that is an option. There's no... Like
if you're an intentional dater,
him,
no.
There's no like
calling him, what the fuck? Him,
well, I need to know an answer. I need to know why.
Girl,
and that's
stop.
A lot of like energy that I'm aware that a lot of girls are giving off. It's like the why not? Or like,
ew.
Why did you do that? It's just like, you need to start like mastering the okay then, like the facts, like start mastering like, okay, fuck you vibes. Mm-hmm. Not like I need to know why. I need the closure. Do you know what I mean? It's the, okay, you fucked up and now I'm going to do what I need to do to move on from this.
Right. And you don't even have to be vindictive. You can just be like, all right, his loss. Like, to be able to let that roll off your shoulder. Yes, it hurts. Give yourself a minute. Give yourself an hour. Vent to your best friend. Like, go through the motions 100%. How you feel is 100% valid, but you don't want to go and be like, what the fuck? Da, da, da. Because at the end of the day, he's going to turn around and say, I didn't owe you shit, babe. That was on you. He can gaslight you.
Why do you want to do that anyway?
Why? What, right? Do you, like, what can
why
I answer?
Why do you want, actually?
We know why.
There's some psychology though. And this is just like a general rule of like, whatever. I saw TikTok be teaching me everything about life. When you get upset, okay, upset, and your cortisol spikes. I don't know, again, the exact chemistry or whatever is happening. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you spend 2 minutes getting upset, getting aggravated, losing your fucking cool, it takes your body 7 hours to come back from that chemical imbalance. So you're wasting 2 minutes on a fucking loser and you're putting your body through 7 hours mm-hmm. of spiked cortisol and all of these imbalances. In that 7 hours, your body is unable to fight bacteria. It's unable to digest food.
Yeah, your immune system.
It's unable to do all of these functions because it's in fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you do that to yourself? Think about that the next time you want to get mad at a man. Like, fuck him.
But it's also, if anyone, and this is another life tip, right? But same with dating. If you let somebody get you mad, like if you let somebody get you mad, you're giving up your power. Only you can make yourself mad. Only you can decide that. Only you, and that's how you should go around thinking, like, okay, it sucks. You can feel things, right? We're not going to stunt our emotions here, but I'm not going to let that affect how I go about my life or how I date or how I move forward. In a way, it's in my benefit. I saw what I need to see cut and dry. There was no ambiguity. There was no nothing. And I saw it when I needed to see it. And I had a fun time with him and we're going to end it there. And I don't need to be upset because nobody's going to take that power from me and like lose me off of my wavelength here.
It's
like
kind of
that.
Just like accepting it and then
for what it is,
doing whatever you need to do to move on without that person. Looking to them for explanations or answers, like we've said, is not going to feed you or help you or make you feel any better about the situation. You don't need to know why. You just need to know that it happened.
Okay.
Like that it is what it is.
So this happened. We left. We sent a drink.
Okay.
Next day, he calls you.
He's blocked though.
Ooh. You see, no flinching. That was a test. That was great, Simona.
Yeah.
You're like,
blocked, though. And I think that it's like, and I know a lot of girls struggle with this. And to be honest, I have to tell you, I don't get why. I don't get why because this is just not the type of person that I am. I've told you several times before. I would rather sit there and die alone in pain than let you know that I'm dying alone in pain. Ooh. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will never, ever, ever
give someone the satisfaction
mm-hmm. of knowing that I'm so in love with him and like all this stuff. No, it's done. You fucked me over like that and it's done for you. You don't give these types of people a second chance. A mm-hmm. second chance for what? To do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? That's not your person. That's not your lifelong partner.
Yeah, and don't treat him like he's a dumbass. If he wanted to focus on you,
then he would have.
He wouldn't have been entertaining all these other girls in his DMs or on Hinge and planning dates if he was serious about this being something to begin with. And guys, we know this. It doesn't take them too long to make a decision as to where you're going to fit in their life or what they classify you as. Like someone else says box theory, right? I believe is what it is. So it's quite simple. If he didn't look at you that way, you're not going to sit there and try to explain to him that you are of value to his life because he doesn't already value you like that, period. And that doesn't have anything to do with you, has everything to do with him. So we're going to make sure we highlight that. These are like common themes when it comes to dating that you need to master so that you can be successful in any sort of dynamic.
Exactly. And like, think about this. If you want to message him or like let him come back or like not block him, you're sitting there crying, feeling hurt, depressed. Like it sucks. You're in your feels. Is he though?
No.
So when you think about that and you think about, fuck, I'm hurt over someone who's not even thinking about me.
Oh, ladies.
I know it sucks, but like perspective, whenever I'm like, oh, I'm going to get, no, I'm not actually because ew, I'm not wasting my energy. Everything is energy. You are energy. I'm not giving that out or allowing this person to affect that energy because they're not worthy of that.
Exactly.
No.
No. Fuck that. If you're sitting there listening and thinking, okay, you know what? I would be really pissed. Then we know that's kind of the type of dater that you are. So if you're going to get involved with somebody, you want to make sure that you have some sort of discussion being like, hey, listen, I'm down to like fuck around and shit. But like, there's a certain point where I'm like, if I'm going to hang out with you for more than like 2-3 weeks as fucking, I'm going to be taking you a little bit more seriously. And I'd hope that you can match me or meet me because I'm looking for this down the line. And if you're not looking for this, then let's not waste anyone's time. Cut it before you do get attached, before you do get emotionally involved with this person, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
That is your responsibility as well. Sometimes you need to learn through these processes. I know I sure had to understand, you know, how I date. And you win some, you lose some, and you go through heartbreaks, but then you understand that going forward, this is what I need and this is what I need to do for myself, right? Mm-hmm. Having these conversations that everyone's so scared of is just like, it sounds like I want him and like I'm needy and like, no, it's like it's not, it's opposite.
At the very core, you're just communicating basics.
So how would you communicate it? Because you're really good at that.
If I'm talking to like a guy and I was more serious about it than I thought he was, I would, A, because it's beneficial and in my best interest to address it and to let him know that, hey, I think we're on different pages. So I would just be like, hey, I really loved hanging out with you and all this whatever, whatever stuff. And I just want to let you know, I want to communicate that I think we might be on different wavelengths. And I think I'm looking for something that's like a little bit more serious. I don't think we're in the same space, even though we really get along and I have so much fun hanging out with you. Just wanted to let you know, like, all the best, XX. I kind of just send a text because like casually dating, it really isn't that serious. You don't need to make it a face if we don't meet for coffee and have a talk. Like, you know, you're not his mom. You're not a teacher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can send a quick, cute little text. I think that, again, it's always in your best interest. So whenever I'm like dating a guy and I feel like I have to communicate that's maybe something that's uncomfortable and I don't want to, I'm always like, is it in my best interest to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it is because it's on you to communicate. Be a good role model for them. They don't have any.
They have none. They clearly have none.
Try to be
boys on TikTok.
Try to be a good role model for him.
Okay? Yeah.
It'll go over his head, but
it probably will, but at least you tried. At least you did your part for the community.
You really did.
You know what I mean?
You did your part.
Also, ladies, like a lot of people are out here trying to decipher, you know, how he is with you and whether or not that can give you the answer that you're looking for without having the conversation. Unfortunately, there is no easy way or, you know, there's no way around this.
Yeah.
Because he could be inviting you out with the boys. He could be inviting you out to family functions. And that could be not that serious to him, but it could mean a lot to you. And we've talked about these things.
Okay, so let's talk about that then.
Okay.
Because if you're like an add-on or a plus one to boys' night, red fucking flag, right? You're in the hookup box.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's all he really wants from you.
Which is funny because a lot of girls actually think that if they're the plus one to the boys' group, that they're like his girl.
No, because he's doing that with so many girls. Because the boys want you to get laid.
Yeah.
Like the boys want you to get laid. The boys
are gonna,
the boys are going to be on your team for you.
Yeah.
There's actually one time where I was out with like the guys and I'd been out with them several times. One of them called me the wrong name.
Oh my God.
Okay? And that's how you know, ladies. Like, please don't overlook that like I did. And be like, oh my God, it's so close to Samantha. Simone is not close to Samantha. Not even a little bit.
God.
Okay? So like, be attentive. And I wouldn't take that as a compliment, to be honest with you.
Yeah, don't.
I wouldn't. I like more intimate vibes and something like fun. Do you know what I mean? Being an add-on to boys' night, it's not a cute look.
It's actually casual if you think about it, right?
Like, oh my God, with it's the boys, so casual.
With the boys and they're going mixing with girls and like, you're just another girl to
you're
add
to
the posse.
Girl. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So don't take that as like, oh my God, but like, why would he introduce me to all the boys? Because all the boys are on his team and all the boys want the same thing, like Simona said. So like, it's really nothing to get excited about, first of all.
It really isn't. We're casually dating, okay? So like, there's this couple that I'm thinking of, casually dating, and they're both seeing other people, okay? And this is where casually dating gets so fucking confusing, okay? So confusing. So let's think of a good girl name, Sarah. I hate to use Sarah, but I'm sorry. Okay, so Sarah is dating Craig. This is casually dating. Like, we're seeing him. He's around. But I'm also entertaining Luke. Okay? So I've got two options here. And now I'm hanging out and I'm not sure who I like more. Okay? That's what usually happens with girls. I'm not sure who I like more because they're so great. First of all, you found two great guys. What the fuck?
Impossible.
Wrong with them. Keep hanging on to both. Okay? Don't choose one. Keep them both. Anyways. So she finds out that Luke is actually fucking around with Bentley. I don't know why that's a girl name, but that's kind of a fire girl name.
It is.
Bentley?
It's a cool name.
Wow. Anyways, okay, so she finds out that he's fucking around with Bentley and she's upset. But she's fucking around with Craig, right? But she's upset that Luke is fucking around with Bentley. Do you see what I mean here? Mm-hmm. You, even if there is two people in the fucking rotation, you like them both.
You're like almost territorial to a degree.
Exactly. So when you find out, you're like, wait, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing that?
It's like, also,
I don't want you to do that.
I want to do it, but you can't do it.
Exactly.
And that's what a lot of guys are like that, eh? Girls are like that too, but guys are like that.
Right? Oh, and she's like, she confronts him and she's like, oh my God, are you fucking Bentley? He's like, it happened a long time ago. And she's like, what's a long time ago? And he's like, a couple weeks. And she's like, but we were hanging out, right? And he's like, but you're fucking Luke. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, it's this whole merry-go-round of confusingness.
You're casually dating, in my opinion, just to fuck around, which is fine if you're on that wavelength and everyone's transparent. But if you want something to transpire, you do at one point need to cut all ties with somebody and focus on one person that you think is your quote unquote better option or somebody that has the potential to be a good partner for you.
Yeah. Let's say you do have two really good options. I think that like as a girl, you're more torn because you're like, fuck. Right? Whereas like guys, I think it's a little bit easier maybe to decipher like which is the good girl for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because girls oftentimes see potential and think long term and see little things that they like from each one and pull and focus and create.
It's
whereas like guys are like,
I want to build my bed. Yeah, it's exactly. Like, no, it's not.
No, sorry. Unfortunately, it's not like that.
It's not
we
like
can
that.
Wish and daydream all we fucking
exactly.
want.
Exactly. So let's say that you've actually like chosen a guy, okay? And like it's casual, but then he's just like, I'm having a party, just like a family like thing. Like I'm throwing like a fucking Labor Day weekend party at
barbecue.
My house. It's a big barbecue. All my friends are going to be there. Everybody's bringing someone. My parents are going to be there. My parents' friends, my sisters, my siblings. It's like a family thing, but also a friend times friends thing. And you're a girl that's just like, but that's not casual for me though. Do you know what I mean? Like that's kind of awkward. How would you navigate that conversation? For me, I would just be like, I know this is probably something that's very casual for you. And I just want to like reconfirm that I don't want to get it confused in my mind because for me, it's significant. I want to know that like, you're just asking me as a casual thing or are you asking me as like something more? I don't have a problem necessarily either way. I mean, I would like it because I'm only seeing you if it meant something more, but just so that way I'm clear in my mind because it does take a little bit differently for me.
Yeah, I think that that's a really great tip. So if you are confused by an invite to something that in your world is more intimate or something that you would never do, like, you know, your group of girlfriends are standing behind you and like, oh my God, he invited you to meet his parents. Oh my God. And they're like hyping you up and making it seem like it's legit because you really like him and like, whatever. Maybe that's what you and your entire universe think, right? But for somebody else, you never know what it actually means to them. And so being able to be like, hey, listen, I'm assuming it's a casual thing for you. Let me know if I'm wrong, just because I don't want to come in thinking it's something that it's not. So I'm prepared and that there's no conflict between the two of us
in
the future.
You can even make it like a little bit like playful in a sense of like, are you sure you want to bring me to your family? Like, they're going to fall in love with me. And then like when we break up or like when we stop talking, they're going to ask where I'm at. Like, are you sure you want to invite me to your family's? Like you, depending on your vibe and like him, if he was more of like a jokey guy, like maybe he was like my 5'7" king, if I actually liked him, then I would play it like that. Cause like we had a funny chill
banter situation.
Kind of banter situation. So like, that's also another avenue to kind of break the ice and not make it like so serious. Like not all these conversations need to be super serious. And I think maybe we should do an episode on like how to talk about certain topics.
Do you guys need help with talking?
Like navigating certain situations. Because I know that a lot of people struggle.
It's
like it's very difficult.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always need to be a big serious conversation. There are ways to make it like easy, light, and chill that we don't think of maybe. Or
yeah.
Not
so make sure,
into.
Make sure you subscribe because we will create an episode, I guess, on that going forward, either on YouTube or on podcast. So stay tuned for that because I think that's really good. Just navigating these situations.
Navigating like difficult conversations that you feel like, this is so big. Yeah. This is difficult.
Just go in with the mindset for this particular thing, just go in with the mindset of being like, hey, listen, I just like need to cover my bases. I would even set up the conversation like that. Like, hey, listen, like it doesn't have to be a big deal, but like, I'm just covering my bases because like, I'm going to be honest with you. I've only been seeing you. And if you're taking me to your parents' house, I want to know if we're going on in the same direction or not. Cause otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I want to know when your parents ask me, who am I?
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck is my reply? Like, what am I saying? Are you setting it up beforehand? Is that something I don't need to worry about?
Yeah.
And I think that at the very basic, like if I was casually dating someone, I would still want this comfortability with them. Like
100%.
I need to have that with someone. Like, yeah, if you're not comfortable, what are you doing?
If it's so casual, you should be able to have this conversation casually. Like, it doesn't have to be fucking insane. You're not asking him to marry you, and you can even fucking set it up like that as well. Like, who gives a fuck? Just say,
don't
what
freak
you need
out.
To say.
Take a breath. I'm not asking you to marry me. I just want to know, is it this or this? Like, literally set it up so easy for him.
So he can't get it wrong. Now, if he
is
does
it this or this,
exactly.
Answer, black and white.
Show him an
is
apple
it
and
blue
orange.
Or red.
Which one?
What is it?
Pick one.
Like, give him the two options and then tell him to pick.
Yes.
So that way you know.
So that way he doesn't, and this is what I was gonna say, is he doesn't give you that like wishy-washy answer of like, oh, like we don't need, it's not a big deal. Like, you don't have to worry about it. Like, we'll figure it out. Like, it's not something we need to talk about now. Don't let him string you along and you continue on when he's giving you a basic no. That's a no, by the way, ladies. I know that it's hard to like digest that because it's not an outward no, or it's not a no, we're just casual.
If it's not a fuck yes, like if it's not a concrete yes, like fuck yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
I think that's also another thing that we have to like
zoom in,
digest
on.
Yeah. And understand, and maybe
like, oh, I need more time out. To think. I went through all of this and all of that yada yada fucking bullshit. Okay. You can be going through hell and back and still be able to make a decision as to whether or not you want someone in your life, period, point blank, done. I'm sorry. It is what it is. And if you're not ready, then that there's no shame in that either. You're not ready. And then it's up to you, my friend, to make the decision. If you want to be with a guy who's not ready for you right now, you want to sit and wait for him? I don't think so. Especially if you want something serious, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You have to put that on the table.
Yeah.
I think that the flip side, maybe the last point that we'll say here is like, instead of giving your power to them and asking what you are, maybe just state what it is that you want.
Boom. I like that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm looking for this. Mm-hmm. This is what I want. Do you also want this?
This isn't an ultimatum either. It's not a nothing.
It's I want to know so I can look out for myself and I can maybe move in the direction with someone who's aligned with maybe what I also want at this moment. Mm-hmm. And it's not no hard feelings. It's no like, yeah, you can say that if you want, but it's just kind of like, this is basic communication. Like this is basic 101. Where are you at? Where am I at? Are we aligned? And if we're on different pages, let's just keep it moving.
Let's just keep it moving.
Yeah.
Avoid conflict, avoid drama, avoid headache. You have enough of that in your life. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
This is just a great way of just clearing things up and making it simple, sitting and wondering. I think a lot of stress and a lot of issues in relationships all come down to this very same issue, just masked in different circumstances, right? Like we need an answer, but we can't get an answer. So we have to come up with our own answer based off of the things that other people have done, but everyone does something different. And it's just, it's a headache and you don't need that, you know, question mark all the time. It's not healthy and you don't want to start a relationship like that. So it's foreshadowing the future there, my friend.
Always foreshadowing.
All right, guys. We hope that this helped you guys. I'm sure it did. If you want to leave any of your stories on the YouTube video, we have a YouTube video of this podcast live on your YouTube channel at Your Blocked. We have an Instagram at Your Blocked _. Go follow us and like and interact.
Everything.
Yeah, because
like
algorithm
everything.
Sucks. And subscribe to this podcast. Rate it 5 stars. Okay, really. It deserves that. And we will see you back here so soon, guys. Thank you so much for listening and for watching.
Bye. Bye.